This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The term anti-Semitism has been loosely thrown around for years and used recently to label the president, even though he has Jewish people in his extended family. It's about time to give specificity to a real problem that has often been redefined and demeaned by misuse. At the core of anti-Semitic thought is that Jews are the source of many social problems, and thus Jews are guilty of everything. This is what's so crazy about this false belief. Supposedly, Jews are the reasons for problems in commerce in our culture. Arab countries have 40 times the population of Israel and occupy land area that is 500 times greater. Yet it is Israel that is the problem and must be pushed into the sea. And the United Nations routinely passes resolutions condemning Israel while ignoring significant human rights abuses in other countries. The murderer who rushed into the Pittsburgh synagogue and killed 11 Jews certainly believed that Jews were the problem and needed to be killed. If you read some of his Gab posts, you will be horrified by his anti-Semitic words and images. Dennis Prager reminds us that Jews understand this hatred. On Passover, they read from a Jewish prayer book these words, "In every generation they arise to annihilate us." Notice it doesn't say persecute us or even enslave us. Anti-Semites want to kill all Jews and eliminate them from the planet. This level of hatred isn't just irrational, it's demonic. It's about the only explanation you can have for people possessed by a level of hatred that makes no sense. Jews number 18 million in a world population of 7.5 billion. Israel occupies a landmass no bigger than New Jersey, yet Jews are the problem and Israel is the problem. This only makes sense when viewed through the lens of spiritual warfare. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.